Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla holla. Welcome back, Saturday Nation, to another podcast. It's awesome. So awesome to be able to fire it up, get after it in a big way every single day that ends in Y is your day. It's the 16th of April, 2019. Kind of a personal story today. So yesterday, we got an evaluation form back about our daughter, Susan, our youngest daughter, four-year-old Susan, who you know the story if you've been following the show. Born back in 2014, weighing just 1 pound. Born in 24 weeks. Had a trach, ventilator, all that stuff. Still feeds through a G-tube every now and again, although that's probably going to get removed in September of this year. Has some speech issues, motor skills issues, things like that. So, which is fine. I mean, my wife's been working tirelessly with our daughter for the past 5 years. And, you know, we've been doing, like, without any nursing whatsoever. And we've got her to a point where it's just an absolute miracle. I mean, just an absolute miracle. But then yesterday we get an evaluation form back. I went into a little bit of victim mode, posted on my personal Facebook page about it. So if you saw it, you saw it. If you don't, it's out there. Sam Crowley on Facebook. And I said, you know, I'm going to be honest. This is what I posted last night. I said, I'm going to be honest. It kind of sucks to see an evaluation form with your daughter and it says she's been cleared. She has a disability. I'm completely paraphrasing. I don't have the form in front of me, but meets the state requirements for having a disability. Like, oh man, that's kind of a kick to the stomach. You know, we always want our kids to feel like our kids are the best. They're Wonder Woman, Superman, accomplish anything. So I went a little bit of victim mode, did what I tell people not to do, but I'm just going to tell you what I did anyway. I went out on Facebook and just kind of boo-hooed about it. And then I quickly flipped it in the same post. And I said, you know, but it's amazing. This kid really is a miracle. And so I know that she's got a label right now, a temporary label, of having a disability, but I also know that a long-term label is going to be absolute rock star, you know, just setting the world on fire. I don't know what she's going to do, and I think this about all my daughters. I don't know what they're going to do, but I know they're going to do something. And I think it's pretty cool to have that positive outlook. I'm not saying they're not going to stumble. Of course, we're all going to stumble, but especially my four-year-old, to see that she meets the state requirement for having a disability, which means she's special needs, which means she gets a helper in school and all this stuff. Probably spend an extra year in preschool. Kind of pissed me off. Kind of sad, you know. I'm like, ah, damn it, you know. But then, all the comments out there reminding me, and thank you for those that always remind me of, you know, what I say myself. Hey, man, you say this all the time. You know, we're all born original and celebrate your unique talent. You know, you're right. You're right. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. You're right. So I just wanted to talk about that this morning. Remember, guys, I mean, you know, we're all out in this world doing the best we can with what we have to work with. And if you're not doing the best you can, that's on you. You know, I look at my little girl who fights every single day to learn something new. She can only count to five, I think, maybe even four, without getting all, you know, frazzled. She stutters a lot because she's got so much up in her mind and she has to breathe heavy just to get the words out, you know, and it's just to see her struggle like that. I'm like, oh man, in a New York minute, I would change spots with her just to give her the ability to speak correctly. But then she wouldn't be the champion she is, you know, she wouldn't learn. She wouldn't appreciate the adversity probably. And you know what? She doesn't even think she has anything wrong. That's the funny part about it. She's all happy, running around, smiling, hugs everybody. I mean, if you ever want a hug from the most precious little 31-pound four-year-old, you know where to find her, man, Loveland, Ohio. I mean, she is just the happiest kid you'll ever meet. And I think there's something for that as well. I mean, we're walking around, and I think because we know too much and we expect too much, like we're kind of sad and regretful, and I wish I had this, and I wish I had that. If we didn't know any better, we would just be happy, like waking up and feet hit the ground and you go put a smile on your face, and it doesn't matter if the coffee's cold or somebody cut you off in traffic or anything like that. We just enjoy what we enjoy, you know? And I think I've learned so much through being a father. I mean, I appreciate being a father so much because it's really taught me a lot about patience, and especially being the father of four girls. I mean, come on, man. That's a whole other level. Being the father of four girls has really taught me a lot. And all good. I know I joke a lot about that stuff, all the drama, and, you know, I am going to. One of the things I still is on my bucket list is to do a night or whatever it is, 2 minutes, 3 minutes of improv comedy. And I've always thought about the skit I would talk about, and it would definitely be what it's like, the day in the life of having four girls in your home. You talk about that emotional roller coaster, man. Anyway, back on topic. Just seeing your kid being labeled with a disability, and then, you know, I quickly snapped out of it by the end of the night. I was right back to where I always am, just being grateful that our daughter lived, number one, and that she's able to actually – because, look, there was an 80% chance of a profound neurological disorder when she was born, i.e. cerebral palsy, for example. Like, this kid was going to be in a wheelchair, a vegetable, her entire life. Can you imagine parents who have that as their cross to bear? And I would also probably guess that those parents – love that child and thank God every day that they were given that exact situation. I know because I've talked to a lot of them, you know, whether it's that or whether it's autism or whether it's Down syndrome, these parents are like, oh my God, what a gift. What an absolute gift. And that's the way you got to look at everything. I mean, I think as we get to be older, we don't look at life as much as a gift. We get really hacked off quickly about stuff doesn't work out, car doesn't start, or food doesn't taste right, or the money in the bank account, we didn't get paid, or what we should be paid, boss doesn't like me. And I think we really lose sight of, hey, man, it's pretty cool. That grass is really green right now. Those leaves are sprouting. It's springtime in Ohio here. The weather's turning, 75 degrees today. I can go for a run. I can actually walk, you know, may have a couple more aches and pains than I used to, but that's just expectation. That's not gratitude. You know, expectations become a real problem in the absence of gratitude. And when I looked at that form last night, and what happened was I drove my daughter, Paige, my 13-year-old, to a lacrosse game. It's probably 40 minutes away, which is the farthest we ever drive for a game. And then I had to wait in a car for a half hour. So I had 30 minutes, and I took this evaluation form with me, and it was very comprehensive. Our local school system is amazing, public school system, how they handle kids who have disabilities, special needs alike. And I read through the entire form, and I kept seeing two things. She has a disability and her motor skills and counting and all that stuff. And then I kept seeing the same thing over and over again that said, Susan is an energetic, warm, loving girl. You know, all of that. I mean, fun, loving was what kept coming up. And I kept focusing back on that after I got off that whole disability check box that was checked, you know. And I think gratitude leaves us, and expectations, when that comes in, that's when, you know, gratitude's gone and it's absent. And so I'm super grateful. I woke up this morning thinking, damn it, I posted that last night because it was what I really felt. And I'm not going to take it down. I mean, it's what I really feel. And I think that's what people appreciate, not only about that, but about this podcast, is that I'm doing life just like you're doing life. I've been given a gift to speak, which is amazing because my disability was being a stutter. I mean, this is all so crazy, man. When you look at how, if you just hang around long enough in life, you'll start seeing the path and the way that you're supposed to navigate your own little section of this earth, you know. And if you just allow it to play out and you don't have any expectations, then I think it's really cool as I look back, you know, now that I'm a speaker and I've got this podcast and it's downloaded millions of times, and I used to be this stutter and this really insecure bubble on a skillet, man, bouncing all over the place, always trying to keep up with people and keep up with the Joneses. That was me, you know? And I was just a complete neurotic mess. I mean, just a complete mess. And, you know, I was a mess in my 20s. I was always out partying and drinking and worried about what everybody thought about me. And in my 30s, I was always chasing the next level on the corporate ladder, still going to happy hour, wondering what everybody thought about me. I get into my 40s. I launch every day as Saturday. And now I'm thinking about what the hell's going on as an entrepreneur and how do I figure this out and am I going to be broke next month and how am I going to ever get a speaking gig and I'm never going to get a product. Anybody's going to buy it because it sounds like everybody else out there. And then into my mid-40s, I kind of settled in. You know what's funny? Here's something I never thought about either. You know when I settled in? When Susan was born, 2014. I kind of just accepted this is who I am, man. And this is who our family is. And this is kind of who we are, you know? And kind of having that challenge around 2014 of our daughter born at 24 weeks. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going to happen. She's going to live 2 hours. Our doctor said she might not make it. Just hang around, you know? Get ready to say goodbye to her. I'm like, damn. But we didn't say goodbye to her. What happened was we said hello to this new era of our life that we never, I mean, look, dude, I was 40. What was I in 20, 48 years old in 2014? God, my man, 46 years old in 2014. And I'm telling you, man, I never thought at the age of 46 I'd be, you know, having another child. Surprise! And, you know, let me tell you, I want to encourage you that you may, right now, you might be in a little bit of a period of your life where you're unsure. You're not quite, damn, what the hell's going on, man? I promise you there's a path for your life. When you eliminate the expectation of what you think it should look like and what everybody else is doing, just let it happen. Always enrich your environment, like I talked about yesterday. Always be challenging yourself. You know, life becomes really damn boring when you're not challenging yourself. You don't got to go run a marathon. I'm just saying place yourself in situations which are different than they were the day before that challenges you to think differently, to speak differently, to react differently to certain situations. And I'm still learning this stuff. You know, I still prejudge people. I have stereotypes. I'm just trying, man. I'm just trying to be the best version of Sam Crowley that God placed on the earth. Why don't you try to be the best version, the best model of who you know, are designed to be? Because you've got a unique design, man. There's nobody else like you out there. Nobody even comes close. And whether you might have a disability, like my stuttering, and, you know, my disability wasn't even on the outside. You know, I didn't walk with a limp. I didn't have any, you know, any deformities on the outside. But, boy, my inside was an absolute train wreck. And, man, I work hard every day. That's why I do this podcast. I say it all the time because it's cathartic for me to get it out there, you know, to just speak what's on my mind. So I hope today's message helps. I think it's going to resonate with you. Maybe not today. Maybe not right at this minute. Or maybe it hit you today like, holy cow, like a ton of bricks. But at some point, you're going to come back to this show on April 16, 2019. You're going to listen to it again. He's like, damn, you know what? That guy's right. You know, as goofy as hell as he is, he's right. My disability, the way I feel, we all have it. We all have insecurities, disabilities, whether they're physical, mental, whatever. I'm using that to my advantage. That's the message I want you to hear today. That no matter what you think you lack right now, that's going to turn out to be your biggest attribute down the road. So my daughter, yeah, she's got that check mark. She's now been labeled by the state of Ohio as a special needs, having a disability. It's temporary, man. You know what? It's all temporary. No matter what we're going through, you know, it's all just temporary. You may have a box checked right now in your life. Drug addict, addicted to porn, adulterer, you know, all of those things. Just we like to label people, right? Oh, did you hear about something? Well, you know what? Careful about those secrets you spread about other people. Be very careful about how you talk about that because you're going to need some forgiveness down the road. I promise you that. I'm not done sinning and neither are you, but I'll tell you what, I'm not done forgiving either. And I'm going to forgive everybody because that heals even more than anything else, is more than gratitude. Anything is to be able to forgive, especially yourself for what you've done. And then other people, man, you walk around with it. The whole cloud's been lifted. It's like after they have huge storms, like this, the skies just open up. That's forgiveness, you know, kind of a deeper podcast today, but it's what's on my heart. I hope you appreciated it. I hope you enjoyed it. Give me a shout out if you have any questions. You just want, hey, man, I listen to them. Oh, by the way, get on my calendar. God, I got to get the promo in there. I went the whole show without doing that. Launchwithsam.com. Great phone calls. Been having for this entire week, all last week, and obviously the last 3 months, just getting people on the phone to hear their passion. Boy, you talk about being blessed beyond measure. These conversations I'm having with people are off the hook. Get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. Let's get your dream out there. All right, and have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.